power plant has improved, hasn't it?
It's much better. You have improved dramatically.
Gotta get high on the mountain.
You know who this group is?
I have no idea.
Well, back before I became a ball player, started a little group and couldn't think of what to name it, so we just called it Flynnville Train.
Flynnville Train.
Yep.
And oh, yeah.
That's pretty smooth right there.
Smooth.
Isn't it?
That is good. I like it.
I like it.
You know them?
No.
Just like the song.
I just like that song right there. Now, I love music, and just anytime you can put a little music into anything, I think it adds to it.
It does.
Well, welcome.
Mark, I'm glad you're back. Mark.
Glad to be back. Big League Fishing, man. Cruise was awesome. Keith Munson, Doug Flynn, Josh Toffness today, and the wonderful, we're kind of spoiled in the studios, you know?
I know it. I like it.
I kind of like it, too, except for this Bengals thing all around us. I don't know. How about you? Are you on the wagon still? What's the deal? You jumped off that boat?
I just don't pay attention anymore.
Wow. Are you still wrapped up in high school?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got one more game that we'll be covering.
You got Frederick Douglass?
Frederick Douglass at Scott County.
That'll be one of them 50-40 games on it.
Should be a lot of fun to cover that one. Then we start basketball here soon, November 28th.
Listen to you. Right, old here. Dick Vitale over here, man.
That's right.
Awesome, baby.
Yeah, speaking of which, I didn't stay up and watch a ball game early in the week.
I'm impressed with how they held their composure.
I was, too.
I really was. I mean, they got beat. Now, I was expecting them to get beat. But they got behind by 10 or 11. I thought, they're done. But, man, they come battle by. And they did. The way they got beat is typical of a young team. You know, they got tied up in the corner a couple times late in the game. But they still battled back. I was really impressed.
Well, that's good. Yeah, if you know what we're talking about, the University of Kentucky played Kansas early in the week. And a lot of people didn't give them much of a chance. And they only got beat by 4, I think. So I hung right there tough with them.
I figured they'd be beat by 20.
Yeah,
I heard 30 by some people.
Just thinking about it and just the way that they had performed earlier in the season, you know, I was looking at it and I was like, man, I didn't give them a chance at all. But they played tough the entire game.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good game. It's fun to watch. I mean, they battled, you know, the whole time.
Two good games. The Duke-Michigan State was a good one to watch, too. And if there's any other player in the world that is as disliked as Grayson Allen, I'd like to know who it is.
He's a punk, isn't he? Did you see – here's the one that got me. Did you see he took a three-pointer in the first half?
Yeah.
And he just fell back instantly. He shook his head back like he got drilled.
And they called a foul.
And they called a foul. They replayed it.
Didn't even touch
him. Got him touching.
Never touched him.
Never touched his head, especially.
But I love the way the broadcasters.
And then Jay Billis, or whatever his name is, he goes, oh, that was the correct call.
Yeah, he definitely got him on the arm.
Oh,
yeah.
For heaven's sake.
I see, where did Jay Billis go to college?
Duke?
Oh, that would be Duke, wouldn't it? Gee, come on, you all. This is ridiculous. I tell you, the refereeing is pretty raunchy.
Yeah.
It's got worse over the years.
Is there no contact rule? I know they play rough inside, but, I mean, when they block a shot, a lot of times there's two arms and a ball goes flying.
The no calls in the first game, that's about as loose as I remember in the Duke game. It's about as loose I've ever seen a college game called lately.
I thought if it affected the way you shot the ball, it was a foul. Is that not correct?
If it changes your actions or anything, it should be a foul, right? I mean,
yeah,
you're a coach.
I fuss about every one of them, whether they foul them or not. But
That's true. Hey, you know what? We're finally starting to get a little fall weather in here.
Yes,
we are. I cruised down to Harrington Lake today just to check on the trailer. And what'd you do with the water?
But it's gone. Have you seen all the construction equipment around the Kennedy Bridge?
They're working on Kennedy Bridge.
They've got barges everywhere up there, and they got it going pretty good.
And it's supposed to be ready in 2 years?
Yeah, somewhere in that time frame. But, you know, they're doing one pillar right in the middle instead of the two and going to branch. It's going to be nice. We need it down there.
Yeah, and I hope it's a little wider than the one they got now.
Why?
So you can fit two cars on the bridge. It's funny. You got a wide truck or a guy pulling a big boat, and it's a little hairy coming across that thing now. Yeah. You know, you've only done it 1,000 times.
Speaking of fishing and speaking of lakes, the fish are biting, man.
All right, you fished last weekend, right?
Yeah, while I was tail kicked, but I'm catching a lot of fish. I'm having fun. I'm having fun getting my butt kicked.
Well, what's it taking to win those tournaments?
It's taking 13 to 15 pounds every week. I'm catching 11 and a half every time. I mean, I was almost to the pinpoint, 11.27 one week and 11.29, I think.
The next 2 weeks, you need to up your game because we are in the middle of it.
Yeah, and we caught a 5-pound smallmouth each week.
Had 11 pounds?
Had 11 pounds. I mean, the rest of them had a 16-inch largemouth and 3 15-inch spots. Had nice spots. I mean, the other four weighed about 6.5 5 pounds, and the large and the smallmouth weighed 5. We had 11.5 pounds, and
dang, smallmouth.
Smallmouth. Zero fun.
Are people catching a lot of smallmouth now?
Yeah, the guy that won it, I think, had 4 smallmouth.
Oh my!
So they're biting. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's just Cumberland's turned on. It's time to go fishing.
I heard you had a guest in here last week.
We had a little guy.
Who'd you have?
We had little Jimmy Gayhart.
Wait a minute. You let him come behind my microphone?
He called me and told me, he said, I'm coming. And so I said, okay. You know, he's bigger than me, but he told me, he said he was going to put a guy.
What did you let him come over here for?
Because he twisted my arm.
Did he talk about me at all?
No, he didn't talk bad about you.
I know he listened to this show. I just want him to know, you're on warning, big boy. He's on warning. Well, we'll see him this afternoon when we're fishing down.
Yeah, we had him on as a guest with the Georgetown Scott County Bass team.
They're doing pretty good.
They did real good. And also, I failed to mention, John Webb has 4 teams from over Jessamyn County. They qualified for the same tournament. I meant to mention that last week, and I forgot, so I'll mention it this week.
And
so.
John's getting a lot of sponsors already to put together his little tournament series next year.
Well, good for him.
So this year they have.
Will that be all on Harrington? They go, I'll be all on Harrington Lake? Or
they'll fish. I think so, but I liked your idea. You tell me one time, why don't they do a day tournament?
Yeah.
They do nights, and then you qualify to go fish down on Lake Cumberland. And
yeah, is that right?
So if you do that, then there's a good chance that, this year you had 3 tournaments to qualify in. This year they're going to have 5.
Really?
So they're going to give away, what I understand, they're giving away a big boat, a 175 motor.
Really?
To go on it, and a low boat, like Little Red, except it'll be Bigger Red.
Bigger Red with a bigger boat.
That's right. And so there's a lot of fun stuff coming up. There's a lot of young kids fishing and a lot of excitement about it. We're going to talk a lot more about that when we return. Good to be home here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GA. And they will be right back.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Again?
He's obsessed with Flynn.
It came on. I couldn't help it.
Sir? When the red light is on.
He's got us.
I'm going rock, sorry.
We were taping.
I got ghosts in my phone. I got these little goblins in there. I didn't even know who I'm listening to here, but I turn it off. You know what? I'll be riding down the road, and this thing will just jump on and start playing. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Josh, do you believe that?
Considering the source, yes.
It's a smartphone.
That's right. All right. We are back. Big League Fishing, Doug and Keith and Josh in the studio today. Fishing is really getting good. I'm hearing all these stories. You have been. I have not. But I'm hearing a lot of different ways to catch these fish. I'm not going to tell you what I heard today. I heard a pretty good report today from someone who's a fairly reliable source.
Does he fish?
Of course. So
well,
you know,
forget
lying.
It, then. Forget it.
No, he really doesn't fish that much. He has something to do with the fishing industry, but he doesn't fish that much.
Mm, okay.
So, you know what I plan on doing? I'm going to make it a heck of a weekend. I'm going to fish Dale Hollow one day, fish with you in a tournament on Saturday.
Well, good for you.
And then next week is the big week.
Yeah, next week is the annual Pittsburgh Marine Bill Taylor Thanksgiving tournament. It's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving on Lake Cumberland. I always have a good turnout. It's always awesome.
I know this will be the 30 what year for this?
I'm thinking 37th or something like that.
Yeah.
36th or 7th.
It's been a long time. Ron McClure and Bill Taylor started it.
Ron McClure has been fishing all the Saturday tournaments down there. You'll see him tomorrow or today.
Yeah.
And he's been fishing with his son, and they've been catching as well. So
they fished that day we were down there, the first one we fished, didn't we? And
yeah.
I think. And I really don't know him like I know Bill, But they got a lot of fun stuff that are going on around that we'll talk about. But, I mean, a lot of people are really getting excited about fishing in general and putting a lot of tournaments out there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are sponsoring it. It's
it hadn't been
good.
That many years ago. You couldn't find a tournament. You know, we'd sit around on weekends, go fishing. Man, I wish there was a tournament today somewhere. Now there's – which one do you
That's when we used to catch 28 and 29 pounds of fish.
When do we do that? I don't remember.
Before they called them tournaments. Now, no, that's when we went down to –
Gunnersville,
Alabama.
Oh yeah, went to Gunnersville and caught what 37 that one day. We had some big.
Went an eight, a seven, a couple of sixes. It was just.
And you had a giant.
And then I had a giant.
Golly,
but I didn't get in.
I still think about that sucker.
I don't, because what we had done, we just turned him loose. Take a picture and turned him loose.
We took several pictures.
Yeah, we would have. That picture would have weighed 4.5 pounds. Yeah, that was fun. So you went. Who'd you fish with last week?
I fished with Greg last week.
Yep.
Out of Conley Bottoms.
Yep.
They still have it. I think there's a tournament this weekend out of the Burnside. They have another high school tournament out of the dam.
Dang,
in a couple
high
of weeks.
School's hot, aren't they?
High school is going strong. In fact, there's FLW has another qualifying national tournament at Norris Lake this weekend right now as we speak. So,
is this considered the high school season, or are these like just open tournaments that anybody can get in?
These are kind of open. The Kentucky high school tournament is next April.
Okay, so they don't start till the spring.
Right, they'll have the regionals and sometime in April, and then they'll have the championship, I think, in May.
Any idea how many schools now are involved in Kentucky?
No, but I'm wanting to. I've got a couple ideas I'm going to try to get started here so I can go around. I'd like to get something started amongst these high school bass fishing teams. It's just something that's kind of crossed my mind. I was going to get you involved with me if you'd be willing.
Is it going to cost me money?
No, it won't cost you any money.
Can we make any money?
And you got plenty of time. I know you got all this time. Free time, but... It's just something I've thought of. I might try it. So,
all right. Well, you want to share it now, or are we going to talk about
it before? Let's mean you talk about it first. And you might say, that's a dumb idea. That's okay. So, we talk about it.
Hey, there's a lot of dumb ideas that made people very wealthy.
Yeah. Well, this probably don't have anything to do with wealth. So.
Okay.
Well, it's a dumb idea.
What we do with it? Was that Tug McGraw asking one time about it? If he was making millions of dollars, he said, nah, I'd probably spend it all on women and whiskey, and then I'd have blown the rest of it.
No, that's Tim McGraw's daddy, right?
That's his daddy, yeah.
I'll be darned.
And Tug, I miss him. He died. He got a brain tumor and died way too soon. But we used to do a bunch of fun stuff in the off season.
Yeah.
It was fun. But the crew's got a chance to spend some time with Scooter Jeanette.
Yeah.
And he's fun.
Yeah, I'll be.
I nicknamed him, call him Joe Dirt.
Now, he's from Cincinnati area, isn't he?
He's from Cincinnati, then they moved to Florida, and that's where he lives now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he grew up around Sarasota area, but I tell you what. You know, not that big. And here's a guy that hit 4 grand slams in a season and 4 home runs in a game.
One game,
and the only person to ever do that was Lou Gehrig.
I think so.
And so, you know, but he was cool. He was very recognizable. A lot of folks knew who he was. And we had a good time. The cruise was good.
Marty and him go.
Marty was there. Jim Day.
Jim Day, good guy. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy. Yeah, we had fun. He got a little ill on the last part of the trip, but he's a good guy. He and his wife, Stephanie.
Okay.
Jim Maloney, Jack Billingham.
Jim Maloney.
Yep.
Jim Maloney pitched the first game I ever saw at Crosley Field.
He pitched the first one I ever saw at Crosley Field.
Really?
Against the San Francisco Giants.
You know, I think because I think McCovey played.
Yeah.
Willie McCovey.
Willie Mays was
Willie
playing.
Willie Mays played.
That's right.
I was
Bobby Bonds.
I was a little bitty thing.
You had to be, because I was 12.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been the same game because you wasn't born.
Yeah, I was 5 or 6. I started going. Dad drug me up here when I was a baby.
If I was 12, you might have been.
Yeah. I wonder if it was the same game. That'd be crazy.
It'd be really weird. I was there with my little league team, and I remember one of the guys on the team saying, after he saw Maloney warming up, he said, boys, some of us need to find something else to do. God, he threw hard.
Yes, he did.
And he said, somebody asked him the other day, did you throw 100? He said, yeah, probably.
Yeah, who knows?
We don't know.
Yeah.
He said, the hitter will let you know how hard you throw, but, man, he threw hard. we had a great time, and it was good to be back home, because I have not fished in like 6 weeks.
I know. Well, you've been down with an injury.
Well, my injury, it's a month and a little over a month since I had my surgery on my hand. But I didn't fish a couple of weeks before that because it was hurting so bad. But
I think it's kind of ironic that you removed the hook bone out of your hand.
The hook, haymate bone.
The hook what?
Haymate, or hammet? H-A-M-A-T-E bone.
Hammock?
No, H-A-M-A-T-E. I think. Look that up, Josh. Hammock. I think that's what it's called. Hammate.
Hammock.
And I don't know what it does. I know what it doesn't
It hurts.
It hurts, that's for sure. But he said, I broke it once before, and I don't remember when I ever broke it before. So evidently.
I'd say
but I'm doing
baseball.
Good. I'm doing good.
Ready to do some bass fishing.
I am ready, and your texts and everything have really got me fired up. And then when I talked to some other people, they said, get your butt to the lake.
Oh, they're biting.
As I've seen.
The stripers are jumping. I was running down the lake the other day. Going down, I was going up in the creek. I made the bend. I looked, and I seen a couple jumps. I slowed down, and they weren't jumps. They were big splashes, you know, 20-pound stripers.
You taped it and sent it to me.
And I taped it and sent it to you. I picked up the Alabama rig. The bait hits the water.
Bam.
Before I even crank it, he's got it. So I'm sitting there tugging at this thing. I catch it.
At least you had it on the Alabama rig.
Yeah, with the 65-pound braid line. I sat there and caught five of them.
Did you really?
It takes about 5 minutes per fish.
What size? Y'all catch
20-pounders.
It's
18 to 20-pounders jump.
Oh, my gosh.
Everywhere. And I missed one. I mean, they were hitting it. When the bait hit the water, of course, you got 5 minutes on there.
Yeah.
And they think it's a school with this. It's sinking, and they got it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just fun.
Wow. You didn't throw any topwater at them?
No. I didn't have but 12-pound test line. I said, they'll take that.
You'll lose that. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were hitting the other, too. Why, you know.
Yeah.
And I've said.
Did Greg throw it? Or did he have he probably
I was by
have
myself.
One
this is one day I was by myself.
Oh, okay.
And I run into Perry Netherly down there, and he told me, he said, they've been jumping like crazy here. So, he was fishing beside me. And I hooked one, and also I just couldn't reel it. I mean, they bite that hard. I said, I can't do anything. Look, you know, you just hold it, and your rod's just bending. And he said, you probably got two. And I could have, but when I got up there, just one. But I may have had two at one time.
Good point.
It was unbelievable how hard it was pulling. It was just going zip, zip, zip. I said, good night. I said, where's my buddy Doug?
Oh.
Because they were jumping here.
Yeah, but
I'd
probably lost my – I'd lost the top water, though.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee you would.
Because I'd have thrown that out there. Although
I'm, or rod and reel.
Or right. I swear, that's – I mean, you know what happened. I saw it happen. I was over at Sportsman's Warehouse the other day, and a guy was in there, and he said, did you tell so-and-so about how you lost your rod the other day? And I went, no, I haven't told too many people about that. But it's true. What are you looking at, sir?
I found out something about the Hook Hammett.
Okay.
Oh. apparently in baseball, most of it's caused by hitting. And
you're wondering how it bothers
that.
Me, huh?
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
So this is why 30 years after he retires,
he finally caught up with him.
It's caused by fishing, holding a fishing rod, too.
Well, it could have been all those years of softball I played. Now.
Maybe that's it.
He couldn't wait to say that, could he?
No, he couldn't have. I seen the horns coming out of his hair.
Do you see how else you could get it to, Josh? Did it say anything about golf?
It did say golf, but it's showing pictures, and one of the ones that popped up had a baseball bat in the hand. I was like, it doesn't look right.
Yeah, I heard that, and they said if you're a golfer and you hit the shots fat, you know, like hit too much ground instead
of
the ball.
Oh, that's me.
That you can get them from doing that, which applies to me as well.
That's the reason I don't golf.
Except the baseball thing could be.
I don't shoot golf. I just don't. I never did. I don't shoot deer because I don't eat
them.
I don't eat golf, so I'm not going to eat them. I'm not going to shoot them.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Big League Fishing here this morning, and I hope you're on the lake. Weather is, I think it's going to be windy today.
And rainy and wet.
And rainy and wet. Perfect.
But the fish are already wet.
They're already wet.
The fish are already wet.
That's right. If that's the case, that'll eliminate some of the stuff you throw.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you got to get me down to like six rods.
Two. You need two.
All right. I know one of them.
Let's go three. We'll go three. I'll give you the third one.
The third one's got to, are you going to is that the rig?
Throw the A rig. We'll throw top water. We'll throw a jig.
All right.
Or a drop shot.
That would be four.
Well, you can throw the jig on it with a drop shot. Put your hook up above it. Put your drop shot up there and put your jig down at the bottom instead of a weight. Throw it on the same pole.
Dude.
What
is that
about
legal?
That? It's legal, yeah.
I mean, is it practical?
It's not very practical, but it's
I never thought
I've done
of
it
that.
I've done it at Lake Erie and Lake St. Clair. Put
yeah.
a drop shot on, put a tube down underneath of it. You don't know whether I want to throw a tube or whether to throw a drop shot, so I throw them both.
Wow.
Sometimes you catch two fish because a lot of times with smallmouth up there, they school up.
School up like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the truth. That's the honest truth.
I hadn't thought about that, but now that you think of it, that might be, I mean.
Who knows?
Why wouldn't it?
I'm in.
Yeah, I may try that too. All right, we got more innovative ideas that you can hear nowhere but on this show. That would be Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, this is former Cincinnati Red Doug Flynn and my pro fishing buddy Keith Munson. Hey, Keith, it's the wintertime, but if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse, if you want to stay warm, if you want to fish, if you want to hike, or if you want to shoot or hunt, they got everything in the world.
Everything, absolutely everything you need. From fishing, hunting, keeping your feet and your toes warm, your nose warm.
Hey, guys, that's important too.
Guys, you're what? Forgetting about camping.
Oh, that's right. We got the camper extraordinaire, Mr. Josh Stroffness.
That's true.
Who got suited up pretty good. Hey, Josh, can you camp in this type of weather?
Absolutely, if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Wow. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's just tell you this. If you're looking for the very best in quality and everything you could absolutely want when it comes to fishing, hunting, or just recreation, go see our friends at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1, mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.
Welcome back to Big League Fishing. Doug and Keith, Josh Toffness in the studio today. I want to thank Scott County?
Scott County Bass Club.
Bass Club that came over the other day. Mm-hmm. And next time, leave your coach at home. I'm going to have to whip him. And he came into the studio, huh?
He sat in your chair.
Josh, can you think
And
I
he
can
wore your headphones.
Uh-huh. Well, no wonder this is stretched out. That big coconut he's got. Josh, you think I could take him?
He might take him where he wants to go.
Next question, please.
You know, it'd be scary. He's such a nice guy. I'm thinking if I was that big with my smart aleck mouth, I'd probably be shot by now.
Wait a second. Who signs my checks?
Thank you very much.
You could take him.
Thank you.
You could take him, Doug.
Glad you
I know
did that
you
little
could.
Refresher course
that's right
there.
That's right.
Take him anywhere you want to take him.
You know, that's what I miss, you know, being off the fishing circuit. Because every morning you go down, you see good guys, or you go out the night before and you have dinner and you talk, and it just gets you fired up and you want to go out and compete. And I miss that part of it.
Oh, it's fun.
And Jimmy could be one of the nicest guys that I've met in a long time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's just a ton of good guys out there to fish with.
And it's good to see that he's giving that talent back and helping these high school kids, too.
And you remember last year at the Thanksgiving tournament, you and I went and ate at the steakhouse.
Oh, we
did. In Burnside. And
Dave Smoot
bought our supper. And, you know, I was telling my wife about that the other day. And she said, well, dude, that's nice. And I said, so when we walked, she said, what'd you say? I said, well, when we were walking out, we thanked him. You know, and I said, hey, Dave, you know, next year. And she said, well, that's nice. You're going to buy his next year? I said, no. I told him to buy mine again next year.
Whoever does the best in a tournament ought to be buying the food.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just kind of the way it works.
We should never have to buy.
We never have to. but it's that time, and it's hard to believe. I can remember. I mean, this year's flown by, especially the last 2 months, and we are here for the Taylor tournament, the Thanksgiving Day tournament.
Thanksgiving tournament. I mean, it's right here.
Golly, I know. I know.
Right here.
I know we're having a lunch on Thursday. Do you know what you're doing?
We will have a big supper.
Big dinner?
We'll have a big dinner. We'll have
Because that means I may head on down after Thursday so I can get the place in order.
Okay.
You want to come on down later, you can.
I may come later, but I kind of doubt it. Depends on when everybody clears out, but we always have a lot of food. I'll get up and help her cook.
Well, good. We can bring some of that with you.
Yes, I will.
But I'll get down and make sure everything's good, and Brad may go down with me too.
Okay, great.
I'm excited this week because I get to go to Dale Hall. Now, if you were going to Dale, since there's no tournaments on there, tell me how you would fish Dale.
I've heard they're catching a lot of fish on the A-rig right now.
Wow.
So I would definitely have one of those tied on. Of course, you can't go wrong with a jig at Dale Hollow or a drop shot. But this time of year, with the water still in the 60s, I would definitely have some sort of topwater, like a spook or a sammy, something to that effect.
Do you think it makes a difference when you fish a topwater if it has a little tail on it, that little feather tail?
I don't like it as much. Some people swear by it. I just don't like it. I can't make it work as good. Oh. That tail drags it.
Do you think if you do make it work, do you think it hinders it any at all?
No, I think it helps it probably. I mean, because a lot of times the minnows they're chasing, especially right now, the minnows that we saw schooling up the other day were small. And I think that feather just mimics them. So I think they see the splash of your bait, and they see the feathers more than anything. So
what
it probably
about
helps.
The size of the swim baits that you put on your Alabama rig? Do you think that makes a big difference? I mean, because now they're making them in so many different sizes.
Yeah,
I mean, they got them 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 inches.
Yeah, there for a while, you and I used the same ones, those big ones. And we've had some great days, but then we went out and didn't catch anything.
Yeah.
And other guys still catch them when they were downsizing. So I think it's something you just have to experiment with. You know, I think if you throw that thing for an hour or so without much success, either change your baits, maybe have two of them ready.
What about color? I mean, it used to be everybody was throwing white. That's all you saw.
Yeah.
It was just white stuff on the end. Now you don't see as much with white on there.
No, used to. You know, just had those little swim flukes, and now there's so many K-Tex and Strike King. Rage. Strike King's got a good one now called Rage Swim Rage.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. It's
really
nice.
It is good, And it looks just like a K-Tex or K-Tex,
whatever they're called. But, you know, they got the best action. But I like anything shad, and you know, we like to put at least one different one in there. Now, the other day I had four on there, shad colored, and in the middle I had one that was kind of it wasn't chartreuse, but it was more of a yellow color. It stuck out, and that's what I caught most of my fish.
They were hitting the middle one.
Well, even the stripers.
Really?
One of the stripers keyed on, sure.
Huh. I know that you hear a lot of talk, boy, about what to do, but it's time, and I can't wait because the temperature's going to be in the 50s or 60s.
Yeah.
And then
we've been down there, and it's been – remember, we woke up one morning. What was 14?
12.
12.
12 was the coldest you and I have ever been. And that was one day down at Burnside.
Ooh.
We put in at Burnside. I'll never forget, but we had a pretty good day.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll never forget that. And I looked at you and I went, it ain't even going to get freezing today.
I said, yes, we are, because I am.
But you also had your big heater that we put up in front of the boat, too.
And if it does that again, we'll have the heater with us.
Yeah.
Still got the heater.
Good. We're not going to need it this week or next week, but we will need our rain suits, I got a feeling.
So you're going to Dale Hall this weekend.
I think if you got to work. So I'm going to go on down there and fish with my brother some fish some that night.
That'd be good.
And
you do a lot of night fishing this time of year down there, don't you?
We used to do a lot of it down there because we got some friends that used to let us go down to Trooper Island.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my brother, being a police officer, will go down there and knows the folks that are there.
That's a neat place, isn't it?
And there's not going to be a soul around it hardly. Except for Jeff. Neat. Jeff works it, and he takes care of it and keeps up maintenance and everything. And my brother called him. He said, hey, you got an empty building? He said, nope, I got about 10.
Wow.
So
that's pretty nice.
I know. So we can, you know, I'll be down there and have to just fish a little bit. I'll have to catch a bunch of smallmouth just to get practice before you get there.
That'd be a good thing to practice on.
All right, you're talking to the practicing Doug Flynn. He is going to be there listening, catching smallmouth, and talking smack. More when we return on Big League Fishing.
This is Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Bradley Roy, and you're listening to Keith and Doug on Big League Fishing Network. We'll be right back.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1, mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
And welcome back to Big League Fishing. We hope you're having a wonderful morning because we're going fishing and we're going to Josh's Knot. remember when we first started the show, we used to do these camping updates?
Hey, I did it last week.
Yeah, we did one.
I did one last week.
You were gone.
Who'd you talk to?
I remembered it. To our camping extraordinaire.
Well, how would he know?
I gave some tips and pointers.
Man,
how would you know?
How to stay warm.
You haven't been.
I go camping.
Did you? When's the last time you went camping?
About 2 or 3 weeks
Probably
ago.
The same time you went fishing last.
Yeah, I'm not one to be talking, am I?
About 2 or 3 weeks ago. Going to go here again when it gets really cold and good.
Wow. Oh. Now, will you be sleeping up in the trees in your hammock?
No, I'll probably be sleeping on the ground with this one.
Yeah. You have your heat thing going? You was talking about that last week?
Yeah.
Firewall and all that?
Firewall and insulation and all kinds of good stuff.
All right, if you were on Survivor and you were in a tie and they had a fire making to get to the finals, could you start a fire?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not talking about with a lighter and a match and all that stuff. I'm talking about just with – well, the best that Mother Nature had to offer.
Well, that changes everything.
Yeah, of course.
I've done it before, but it's been a while. So, right.
So you actually have something with you, though, that you can – that's smart.
Always. Well, what I do, which is a lot easier, honestly, a lot of people, you know, they'll just bring, like, a lighter and some, you know, some kindling or something like that. And what I do is I always get I just get one of these little fire bricks.
Oh, yeah. That's smart.
And I mean, why, it's only going to add like a tiny, I think it's like about 6 or 7 ounces to your pack. You know, just why not bring that and be absolutely sure you're going to have a good fire going immediately.
Duro log.
That just shows you right there. You can't be fooled by his looks. That was a smart deal right there.
I just shot that theory, didn't it?
But that makes sense.
I'm not just another pretty face.
No,
right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's what you meant.
That's exactly
where it was going. You know, I used to keep extra clothes in my boat in case I fell in. I don't do it anymore. Why?
I used
to keep them in a little bag, a pair of blue jeans and socks and stuff just in case you fell in.
They say that you should always do that.
Always do that, especially this time of year, because you fall out, you might climb back in your boat okay.
Yeah.
Then you're going
to get cold.
Then you're going to get cold, especially if it's like we've been out a few times.
Yeah. Oh, we fished some times that are really cold.
Oh.
That's one of those big things that a lot of people don't think about when they're camping and stuff is, you know, you will sweat as you're hiking and stuff. So you've got to peel back layers and stuff and make sure you're dry or else it's going to make you even colder.
Freeze.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I remember the first time that we had an opportunity to ride a bicycle from Philadelphia to Florida. There was a
what?
Yeah, there's we.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I did.
We need to talk about that after you finish this tale. Go ahead.
Well, there was a bunch of us that were going to go from the East Coast, so we left out of Philly, and there was five pro baseball players, a pro football player, the Philly Fanatic, and an Olympic bike coach who's there to help us and everything. Mm-hmm. And then on the West Coast, there was Roman Gabriel and Steve Carlton and a bunch of other ball players. So we had competition who could do the most miles, and we're raising money for March of Dimes.
Oh, okay.
And we were supposed to get a tax write-off by going down there, and they gave us these really good – we weren't going to get paid anything, but we took off, and the wind chill was 30 below in Philly. We were wrapped up tight when we hopped on these bikes. You could hardly get your leg over it.
I'll bet.
And we went like 30 miles in the snow and everything, and I mean, we were sweating, and we stopped to do a press conference, and while we were waiting outside before we went in, we all started shaking. We realized that just what Josh was saying.
Yeah.
We'd sweated so much, and then all of a sudden you're standing out there in it.
Killed your heat, didn't it?
It killed the heat, man.
Wow.
But it's funny. We did like 30 miles the first day, and the end of the trip, we were doing well over 100. So it was
really? That's what my next question. How long? Did it take a week?
It took us 17 days because we had to stop at noon. We couldn't be on the highways before 8 o'clock. Then we stopped at noon for a press conference. Then we had to be off the highways at 3:30 or 4. So we rode as hard as we could for as long as we could. And then we had to go do press conferences and stuff. So it was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
And I was single and stupid, as opposed to married and stupid. But we had a fun time.
Yeah.
We were some good guys. And I got pictures. We stopped off in Washington and talked to, it was really pretty cool.
I bet that was.
Yeah. So we had a good time doing that.
Something you say you done anyway.
Yeah, and something I'd never do again. you wouldn't be allowed to do that, really, because we had a couple of wrecks. I mean, we would get behind these trucks and draft.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd keep telling him, and we'd have six or seven bikes just bumper to bumper, right? I'll just tell him to go as fast as we could. We were up to 40 miles an hour.
You're kidding.
It was stupid.
I'm telling you.
It was stupid. I mean, but we didn't. We didn't care. We were stupid.
I've been 40 on a bike. It's a fun. It's a blast.
It is. Yeah. I mean, you're drafting with that truck and other bikers there, and it's stupid.
There was a guy lived up the road from Mom and Dad down the lake, a Mr. Gaudier. I don't remember his first name, but he rode his bicycle everywhere, and he ended up riding to California, if I'm not mistaken. It was California or Arizona. Or something. And they did a big article at the Harrisburg paper there and talked about him sleeping under the bridges and stuff like that at night.
Well, I was in the best shape I've ever been in for spring training. I would think so. Joel Youngblood and I were teammates, and we were going down to St. Pete. We were training with the Mets, and we got there, and first day we went out to run, and then they told us, well, we got to run the bases, go home to first and first to third and then walk in and go home to second and second to home. Shoot, we were running. Our legs felt good, man. Everybody else was going, you guys are – our heart rate was nothing. I mean, it was
– Yeah.
So, as a matter of fact, I may be going to a spinning class, starting up with a spinning class that I have done before, but I think I'm going to get back into it.
Oh, what class?
Spinning.
What is that?
Spinning class.
Spinning,
it's a
bicycle.
You get on a bike, except you don't go nowhere.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
You just sit there, and it's got an instructor that'll hurt you.
I know you talked a couple years ago. You were doing
it. I did it a couple of years ago, and I don't know why I quit.
Hmm.
I just, I don't know. Josh?
I've met a few girls who do spinning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Girls. Mm-hmm.
Spinning? I've never heard
maybe
of
it's,
it.
Maybe it's... what he's saying is that it's not the manly thing to do.
That kind of went right on my head.
Hence, could be another reason why I'm in the spinning class. My wife actually suggested, she bought me some shoes to put on those bikes so that you don't fall out.
Those are nice, aren't they?
You don't wear the little you don't wear little leotard pants and all that, do you?
Not yet.
And the helmet. And
not
all
yet.
That.
I'm pretty comfortable with myself.
Hey, you gotta get those leotard pants on. That's
you better,
less wind resistance, my man.
Well, you're inside. You ain't going nowhere, so it don't
that's
matter.
True. That's
however,
true.
They're pain in the rear end resistant, too, because they got padding
yeah,
back
they
there.
Got that padding.
That's right.
Aww. That's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, they got really? Padding in the back end.
Really?
Yeah.
So it looked like you got a big booty.
And I don't care because you're sitting on a seat that's the size of a thimble. You want something.
They work.
They work. I know. How do we get off on this?
I don't
thing?
Know. Let's go bass fishing.
Let's go bass fishing. All right. We're pumped. I know how.
Would we get made fun of if we showed up at the ramp wearing them things?
You go first.
John DeVere, Bill Taylor.
Oh, my gosh. But what if we had a bicycle company that's sponsored you? Then you'd wear it.
I would wear the son of a gun.
Hey, I'm gonna wear my fishing tournament shirt this week. You gonna wear yours?
No.
I am. I'm.
Cause mine's not warm enough.
Well, mine's. You know, it's got. Well, no, but I'm gonna wear a lot of stuff underneath.
Oh, okay.
But it's got, you know, the Powell Rod shirt that we got.
Yeah, yeah.
I so like I'm gonna wear. You got one?
I've got.
Or
no,
don't you?
I've got just regular long sleeve T-shirts. I'll wear that. I've been wearing that. My Powell long sleeve T-shirt.
I may wear that Powell fishing shirt. I think. Yeah. Well, I know why you don't have one, because you got your other one. You got your real fishing
shirt. Yeah, I got
shirt.
One from Ranger sent me, and then I had stuff put on Mercury and all that.
Yeah. So. Well, I think I'm gonna wear my Powell ones, because I see all these guys wear them. That's what we got it, and it has all of our sponsors on it. And
yeah. Yeah.
So awesome. I'm gonna go down there if you at least look like a pro fisherman.
You got to look the part. You know what?
No, I'm gonna be the part this week.
I hope you are.
That's why I'm gonna go down this week and practice a day early, practice, fish with you, get right in the rhythm on Saturday, come home, have a good Thanksgiving, head down there, get a good night's sleep, get up.
Got a good tournament Friday.
Fish the Friday tournament and the Saturday tournament. And you and I said we gotta win the Taylor tournament one more time.
At least this year. We've got to win it one more time this year.
One more time
this
year. We'll
win it several more times.
I know. All right, let's do that.
Okay.
I mean, is there any age limit on these things?
No. That's a good thing about fishing.
Because you're getting a little bit older.
I know it. But there's no age limit. There's no height limit. You can be short. You can be fat. You can be tall.
Well, how old is Johnny DeVere's? He's like about 90.
No, I don't know how. Johnny's about my age. He's between me and you.
He's between us?
I think Mike and I are the same exact age.
But, and Johnny's probably somewhere closer to me.
Probably closer to you, yeah. A couple years older than Mike, so.
Just
Bill,
throw it
Charlie,
out,
and all those guys.
Throw it
Ron,
out there and drag it in.
We talked about that last week because I told the guys before the show, the guys from Scott County, I said, now listen, you know, be on there and talk. You know, so some guys go, yeah, no. Josh says, don't be that guy. Well, so they did okay, but they didn't talk enough, you know. Let's say, how'd you fish that jig? You know, we pulled it in.
That's just kids, though.
Yeah. They had a good time.
It's kids and it's a lot of people, you know, that are not on the radio very much, and they just, you know, it's not comfortable doing it.
They'll be great at just talking normally, you and I, but once you get that microphone on and in front of them, it's kind of a whole nother beast, you know. It just kind of frees up a little bit.
It's funny, all the millions of people listening. I know it kind of gets them intimidated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think the ratings came out the other day and multi-millions. Multi-millions.
Close to billions, right?
Yeah. Almost like a gazillion.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So they're out there, though.
Listen. Did you hear that joke?
Oh, gosh.
Which one?
Well,
I think.
Did it have to do with that? What we just talking
kind
about?
Kind of. Well, there's this blonde.
Oh, yeah.
And she was watching TV, and she's with her husband. She's watching the news, and all of a sudden on the news came on and said, two Brazilians died in a knife fight. She starts crying. Her husband says, why are you crying? She says, well, two Brazilian, that's so many people. This is a good one, right?
Good. Did you say blonde?
He needs to work on his presentation a little bit, I think. You know, you got to build it up a little
bit
more.
Okay, I got to work. I was trying to be quick because efficiency.
Yeah, okay. But no, it was good. I know where you were going with that, but you got to work on the presentation just a little bit.
I'll try.
All right?
We
need to get Brewer and a few guys in here.
Gosh, I know. That's true. We'll get Scott Henry back in here. He can help you with that.
That's right.
So, I can't wait to go because I'm going to limit like four poles of what you're thinking.
You don't need a lot right now, but you can catch them, Craig. You can catch them any way you want to.
No. I want to catch them the way that you've been catching them because that's one of my favorite ways to do it. But also, I want to eliminate a lot of the equipment I got going.
Oh, man. And you do have some equipment.
I do. Well, that's
what you're in it for, aren't you?
That's why I'm there. That's if I got an addiction, it is fishing. It was golfing. I filed that.
You don't golf with one club, do you?
No, you don't. You actually have
several.
14, I think.
Yeah, 14 and several golf balls.
Yeah. God, we run out of time. I got so much I want to enlighten these folks.
I wanted your grumpy old man section, dadgummit.
Grumpy old man. Today. You got one?
No, I don't have one.
No grumpy
Lexington
old man?
Traffic.
Lexington traffic, grumpy old men. I don't have one today. Hey, I'll find one by next week. Don't buy
it. All right, stay out my yard.
All right, folks, if we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water. For Doug, Keith, and Josh, Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network. Hey, this is former Cincinnati Red Doug Flynn and my pro fishing buddy Keith Munson. Hey, Keith, it's the winter time, but if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse, If you want to stay warm, if you want to fish, if you want to hike, or if you want to shoot or hunt, they got everything in the world.
Everything, absolutely everything you need. From fishing, hunting, keeping your feet and your toes warm, your nose warm.
Hey, guys, that's important too.
Guys, you're what? Forgetting about camping.
Oh, that's right. We got the camper extraordinaire, Mr. Josh Stoffness.
That's true.
Who got suited up pretty good. Hey, Josh, can you camp in this type of weather?
Absolutely, if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Wow. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's just tell you this. If you're looking for the very best in quality and everything you could absolutely want when it comes to fishing, hunting, or just recreation, go see our friends at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Hey, folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1, mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.